Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Matt.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about the 2009 security landscape. You know, this time of year, there's a lot of buzz around security predictions, what's going to be hot in 2009. But I wanted to take a different approach and get your thoughts on what's not going to be as big as expected in 2009. Anything you can think of off the bat?
Well, I don't think you're going to have to worry about Microsoft's free antivirus product putting any security vendors out of business.
Oh, interesting.
Microsoft decided to drop OneCare and is going to be dropping OneCare and just have a free antivirus product. And some people are saying, well, this shows Microsoft's conceding defeat because they couldn't sell enough product. And that really isn't it. Microsoft is still trying to figure out how to get people who aren't using antivirus to start using antivirus, which is a good thing.
Right.
But, you know, we already see a lot of free and some fairly good quality free antivirus products out there, and they're not putting us out of business. They're not, you know, Symantec's still big, and McAfee's still big, and ESET's still growing rapidly. So the fact that Microsoft went from an almost free product to a free product is really going to be a non-issue.
Very interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the old, you get what you pay for, so at least it's some sort of protection, but it probably doesn't have as many features as the paid products do.
Right, and I think Microsoft's going to save money by going to the free model because they're also dropping things like the online backup and PC tune-up and stuff like that that
right.
requires some support, so they'll get rid of some support costs.
Interesting. Anything else?
Well, I don't think we're going to see any huge iPhone outbreaks this year. I know a lot of people are trying to attack the iPhone, and Apple has relatively good security around the iPhone. Nowhere near as good as they say it is, but it's still robust enough that I don't think we're going to see any major iPhone outbreaks in the coming year.
Very interesting. I know there's certainly been a lot of buzz around that and the iPhone, and some folks are predicting that that will be the next big thing hit. So it's interesting to hear that you don't think that's going to be the case.
I don't think that the real security problem is going to be iPhone-centric. I think what's going to happen is we'll get the killer mobile application that people use on a variety of devices, and that's what's going to trigger wide-scale mobile malware, wide-scale mobile security threats. I don't think it's going to be an attack against any specific device itself.
What are some other things that you don't think will be that big in 2009?
I think that aviation internet is still a ways off. I don't think you're going to have airplanes going down because of passengers' computer viruses because they're online, which in 2009 we should begin seeing more online activity on airplanes, where in business class or even coach class perhaps a wireless network is available on an international flight or something
right.
like that. I'd seen an article about how the new Boeing Dreamliner was going to be susceptible to computer attack by passengers. I just don't see that happening.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, is there anything that you think related to the other kind of aviation or automobile or anything else that folks think might be moving rapidly with technological advances that might not be as advanced in 2009?
Well, the car manufacturers have generally done a pretty poor job of security around mobile electronics. So the GPS systems, the
right.
Bluetooth systems in cars, some of the automatic locks have had really, really weak security. But I just don't think that the kids driving next year are going to commandeer your car through a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connection. So, and yeah, there will still be some attacks against vehicles. A good friend of mine once demonstrated for the police in Iceland how he could hack into another person's GPS and use his voice to tell them which direction to turn.
Oh, and interesting.
He actually did that as a demonstration. The police were riding with him, and he showed them because they were using the same system that he hacked into. it was an eye-opener for them. But, you know, you're not going to, that's a lot different telling someone which way to turn than actually turning the car for them. So I don't think we're going to see any malware taking over automobiles, and we're not going to see a lot around automotive security, really.
Do you think we'll still see the increase in the traditional attacks, though, on some new platforms like social networking sites, so kind of outside your typical email attacks?
Yes. As people use new technologies, criminals will exploit them for criminal intent. There's no doubt about that. So it looks like for a while we're going to see increases in criminal behavior around computers and mobile devices. But, I mean, that's to be expected until there's really good international cooperation on putting some of these people behind bars.
Absolutely. Well, these have been very interesting topics. So, any other topics you want to leave us with?
Well, I don't think that Detective Mark Lounsbury from the Julia Merrill case is going to be testifying as a computer expert witness in any more trials.
Probably right about that.
Yeah, if you look at the forensic evidence made public, it was amazing that the really basic computer errors that the guy made and the testimony about things that were impossible pretty much permanently discredited him as a computer expert.
Very interesting. Well, definitely a good note to end on, and appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today about things that might not be hot in 2009. If you have any questions for Randy or want to learn about these in further detail, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com or visit his blog at eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.